traditional way they eat it in Portugal.
Another thing that's unusual is that it's made with long grain rice.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the liquid rice, then you'll end up with a big crunchy...
What's the fruit flavour in it? A cup?
Lemon.
Lemon.
Lemon,
yeah.
Mm. Lemon and cinnamon.
I didn't think I've got to get my head round a rice pudding made with long grain rice. But it's fabulous.
It is, it works really well. It's different texture, isn't it? It's much more solid. Mm.
I love the fact that Jenny's really taken the food of Mindo's family to her heart.
Mindo, not all the gang. Could we possibly borrow your mother?
Ooh, yeah.
You can have her.
No, just for a lender. We've got this recipe for, and we think your mum will be brilliant in it.
You can borrow if you like.
Yeah, are you on, Jenny?
I'm on.
Brill.
What Jenny's shown us is that simple suppers don't have to be familiar to be great.
You're right. The Portuguese influences give a totally new perspective on some classic supper favourites.
And, without a doubt, the one that I want Jenny to cook at our banquet is that fantastic bacalhau al brás.
Do you know what, dude?
What, mate?
That long grain rice pudding that Jenny made has really got me thinking.
Yes, because until the 1960s, nearly all the rice we knew in Britain was short grain, what we now call pudding rice. But then, as we started eating more Chinese and Indian food, we were introduced to long grain rice.
And that's only the beginning. In fact, there are over 40,000 different types of rice.
So what we're going to do is, we're going to give the Hairy Biker's quick guide to rice.
Lesson number one. This is the long grain rice. It keeps its integrity. It's fluffy. The grain stays separate. It doesn't mishmash. It's a nice, lovely, firm rice.
But it's not really great on taking in flavours,
no,
is it?
No, it is not.
No.
It is.
Now, this one, this is a short grain pudding rice. It breaks down almost completely to a mush. That means if you cook it in cream, it'll be creamy and soft and unctuous. That's why it's really good for making good old mum's rice pudding.
Now, somewhere in between both of those is the arborio rice, which is what we know for risottos. Now, what's nice about that, the outside of the grain just relaxes because the starch content, it's starchy, but the centre of the grain remains al dente, a little bit of a bite.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, that's white rice, but there are brown and mixed grain rices too. Their colour comes from the outer layer of bran which has been left on.
They're chewier, with a nutty flavour and really nutritious.
With all that rice, no wonder that every food culture on Earth has its own take on rice.